It's Thursday, August 1st, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. A judge hands down a 20-year prison sentence for the 2022 Apple River stabbings. Vice President Kamala Harris will visit Western Wisconsin next week. DWD says nursing shortages will persist through 2040 if unaddressed. And the world's largest fly-in saw a record turnout. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. A Minnesota man convicted in the slaying of a high school student and stabbings of four other people who were tubing on a western Wisconsin river has been sentenced to 20 years in prison. A judge also ordered 54-year-old Nicolay Mew on Wednesday to serve 6 years of extended supervision following his release from prison. The July 2022 stabbings along the Apple River in St. Croix County took place as Mew and the victims were tubing in separate groups. A jury convicted the Prior Lake, Minnesota man in April of first-degree reckless homicide, four counts of first-degree recklessly endangering safety, and one count of battery. Vice President Kamala Harris is coming back to Wisconsin. Ted Allen tells us more.
Though details are few, Harris's presidential campaign said Tuesday the vice president and her soon-to-be running mate will stop in several battleground states next month. One of their stops will be in an undetermined location in western Wisconsin. When the visit will happen is also unknown. Harris has not yet made a choice on who her vice presidential pick will be. Tad Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The Department of Workforce Development predicts a nurse shortage in Wisconsin will continue. According to a DWD report, there are not enough registered nurses in Wisconsin to meet current demand, and the shortage is predicted to grow if unaddressed. Two models in the report predict a deficit of between 12,000 and 19,000 nurses by 2040. DWD evaluated several factors such as high vacancy rates of registered nurses in hospitals and low unemployment rates for nurses. The report says possible approaches to addressing healthcare workforce challenges include placing extra emphasis on retaining nurses, making it possible for nurses to care for more patients, and supporting public health to reduce the number of patients. A new tool has been launched in Wisconsin to help spot and avoid financial scams. Sean Maloney tells us more.
The Wisconsin Department of Financial Institutions Investment Scam Tracker includes descriptions of frauds or deceptive scams based on previous consumer complaints to DFI. The Scam Tracker lets you search by a company's name, type of scam, or keyword, and includes a list of frequently asked questions. The tool also includes links to additional resources and a list of common investment terms. According to DFI, imposter scams are the most reported and often most difficult to detect. Between January of 2022 and June of 2024, more than $3.5 million in losses were reported to DFI from cryptocurrency fraud and financial grooming. Shaw Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
It's another record year for the world's largest fly-in. Terry Kovarik tells us more.
The EAA confirms another year of record attendance for AirVenture in Wisconsin. An estimated 686 people passed through the gates during last week's seven-day run. That eclipses the previous record of 677,000 last year. Whitman Regional Airport handled nearly 16,800 air traffic operations during the event. That averages to about 113 takeoffs and landings per hour when the airport is open. AirVenture also hosted 15,000 sites for aircraft and drive-in camping for over 40,000 visitors. In Oshkosh, Terry Kovarik, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Thursday.